Finn saw Biffy in the piazzetta. He just appeared there one morning. No letter, no telegram, no warning. Just Biffy sitting at a table by himself, sitting there smoking his pipe. His hair was short, but he was not in uniform. Was that legal? When he caught sight of Finn, he gave a desultory wave.
"You look surprised," he said.
"Well, yeah."
"But relieved."
"God, yeah." Finn sat down in the chair next to Biffy. They both faced the square, both with their legs stretched out in front of them, crossed at the ankles.
"You're taller," Biffy said.
"You're not." Biffy gave a short laugh.
"No, not taller, just the same. Same old Biffy Deutsch."
"Biffy Spumoni Deutsch." Another short laugh. "Thank you for coming," Finn said.
"I told them someone died. I'm at the funeral. Do you know what service life is like? It is softball games. That is a form of baseball with a bigger ball. Softball games and basketball games. That is another form of baseball with an even bigger ball."
"Better than killing people in a jungle or being killed. So you translate stuff? From what language to what language? What stuff?"
"It is confidential."
"Yeah? Hey, you're a spy?" Biffy modestly nodded in agreement.
"For now."
Finn took Biffy out on the boat. They motored past the Faraglioni, the three rocky stacks poking up dramatically from the calm blue water. "I'll give you a tour," Finn said with some pride. "But also, you never know where she'll turn up. She stalks around. She's so erratic. I guess she's always been erratic, but in ways you kind of expected. But now she's like, I don't know, like someone else." He had turned the boat around and sailed along the coast until they reached Monte Tiberio. She stopped smoking. She stopped drinking because of the baby. But she also stopped eating. She's spooky. She wears a big straw hat. Finn cut the motor and dropped the little anchor. He pointed up to the top of the cliffs. "Villa Jovis. Tiberius built it. He built 12 palaces." Biffy closed his eyes, leaned forward, his head on his bent knees.
"It seems so long ago."
"What does?"
"Lady.
It's been a month, 2 months.
A long time ago, and a long way away."
He sat up and put his arm around Finn's shoulders.
"Tell me," he said.
So Finn told him. Told him about Michelangelo, about his photographs and his dark room and Lady's plans to get a gallery show for him in New York, and how that plan dimmed the longer Lady stayed on the island and then vanished completely when she started to take her own pictures. He paused. Should he tell Biffy how happy she had been? How serene? How she had danced with Michelangelo, spinning and spinning when there was no music but their laughter?
"What?"
Biffy asked.
"Tell me."
"She was different. From New York, I mean." Then, dancing around, Lady and Michelangelo tripped over the champagne bottle on the ground, and it rattled along the tiles, and a cat howled somewhere, and Finn started laughing, and Lady reached down and pulled off a sandal and threw it at Finn. He could tell that part. That was recognizable. But the other, the sleepy, enchanted, romantic face, turned to Michelangelo.
"You're worried for me,"
Biffy said when he paused again.
"No, no, I must know what is the situation. Say, go on, say what you mean."
"Well, she was kind of happy, I guess."
"In what way happy?"
"Quiet happy, not insisting on being happy, just softly happy." Biffy let his hand fall into the water, little splashes, It reminded Finn of Suetonius and the little fishes.
Did you ever read Suetonius? He asked Biffy.
Naturally.
Remember the little fishes? Tiberius? In Capri? Biffy colored.
Has this man bothered you, Finn?
No. Gross. Just, do you think it's true? Little boys underwater, swimming between his legs, doing that to Tiberius? And then he threw people from a cliff. That cliff, he pointed.
Michelangelo said it's not true,
that Tiberius was a great warrior and ruler.
Why did you read Suetonius?
You read Latin now?
No.
Lady gave me a translation. Biffy said a few things in Hungarian, unless it was Greek. Finn had no idea.
Your mother is nice, Finn said when the diatribe had finished, except she thinks the Odyssey and the Iliad were written by a Hungarian.
Talk to me more about Lady. No more diversions. My mother is peculiar. Suetonius is outrageous. Talk to me about Lady.